Y'all remember Auntie Rita, right? Auntie Rita, well, one day, she went off gallivanting. You know how she is. Won't listen to anybody. When she came back, she had a story.
So at the time of this story, I'm a senior in college, and I have been working my little booty off for 4 years. I was very sleep deprived, and my adrenals were probably completely spent. So one morning, I have this complete meltdown. In hysterics, I go over to my guidance counselor, the school advisor, and I announce that I am dropping out of school. And she pulls up my student records. She tells me, Rita, just listen, you only have one class left to take to graduate. In global perspectives, you can just go and take a trip and do this independent study, and all you have to do is keep a journal. So I start doing research, and I find out about this little town on the tip of Baja called Todos Santos, in this desert oasis a mile off the Pacific Ocean, overlooking all these old sugarcane valleys. And I get in touch with this property manager in this little town, and she speaks perfect English, and it turns out that she's like an expat. I tell her that I want the cheapest rental possible, and she gives me two choices. The first one is this cinder block, concrete, one-room little place, like 5 miles outside of town. For the same price is this 10-room historic hacienda in the middle of town. This property manager explains to me that I'm coming in the off-season, and so, you know, that's why the price is so great. I book a plane ticket. A week later, I get this little old skeleton key in the mail and a hand-drawn map of the town. And I finally arrive in this little village, ask some directions, and really proud of myself because it's the first time that I've really ever used my Spanish in a real situation. Izquierda, derecha. And so I walk up this road and I find the house and I hear this piano music and it sounds like it's coming from inside the house. By the time I finally get the door open, the piano music has stopped. So I get in the house. There's like these old candelabras hanging from the vigas, and there's these bookshelves with these leather-bound books. And it's just room after room, and I find this little note on the kitchen counter, and it's from the property manager, and she's just like, welcome, you know, this is how you get to a little store, and here's a good place to go for tacos, and blah, 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 blah. And you'll need to buy some matches or some lighters for the stove, because the gas stove, you had to ignite it with something. So I walk out that night. There's these packs of little kids everywhere playing soccer in the streets, and it's just all very lively. And I buy coffee for the morning, and I buy this twin pack of these long reach lighters. So I go back to my new house, and I make a cup of tea, and I plug this fan in and like direct it straight onto the bed, because it's 11 o'clock at night, still like 95 to 100 degrees. And then a couple minutes later, I realize that I can still hear the fan going. But the breeze is not blowing on me. I look up, the base of the fan has been turned 90 degrees to face the wall. And I'm like, what? How did that happen? And then instantly, I'm just overcome with sleep. Can't hold my eyes open anymore. It's like all I can do to flip the light off and I just fall asleep. At about 4 in the morning, I guess, when it's still really, really dark, I am just thrown awake. And I start to hear this click, click, click. It sounds like one of those lighters. When I wake up in the morning, I go to make a cup of coffee, and that lighter, that new lighter that I just bought, won't spark. I hold it up to my ear and I shake it. It's empty. Go on with my day. And I have a very, very lovely day. I wander around the town and I go to take a stroll into the ocean and I meet these local surfers and they're my age and they're really laid back. Heriberto and the other one is Aris and they speak perfect English. can tell these guys are maybe going to be like my new friends. Heriberto, he asks me, where are you staying? You know, these guys seem cool, but I'm not stupid. I'm a little hesitant to give up that information so easily, but they seem harmless. And so I say like, oh yeah, you know, this hacienda right in town, El Torreon. And it's like, the light is weird because it's about sunset, but I swear to God, it looks as though Heriberto goes completely white. And he looks over at Aris, and they just immediately start speaking rapid-fire Spanish to the point where I cannot understand a single word that they're saying. And this goes on for a couple minutes. And then they just look back at me, and they're like, do you want to come with us to get some dinner? I'm like, oh, okay. Grab some tacos and some tequila and a few beers. They drop me off, and when I'm getting out of the car, they say, good night and good luck. So I'm kind of laughing to myself, and I get to the door, and I hear this piano music again. And when I open the door, the music just gets louder. The living room is right when you walk in, and like, there's the piano, and the keys are just fully going. This is not a player piano. And there's no little reel anywhere inside of this piano. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what the hell is going on here. And I know that I've had a couple drinks, but this is weird. Within about 30 seconds, the piano stopped playing. The keys stopped moving. And I just went into the bedroom, turned the fan on, started reading. In about 10 minutes, the fan wasn't blowing on me anymore. I looked over, and sure enough, the base of the fan had been turned 90 degrees, and I was exhausted. Flipped the light off, and I fell asleep. Well, this night, at about 4 in the morning, my eyelids were thrown open, and I felt this presence forcing itself into my body. And I heard right next to my head once again that click, click, click of that freaking lighter. It was as though somebody was coming and like sitting on top of me. A physical weight, and it's very, very hot. It started at my feet, and it was slowly moving up through my ankles and then to my calves and then to my knees, kind of taking over. And I didn't know what was going to happen if it got to my heart. I thought that's like where my soul was. I wouldn't call myself a religious person, even at that point in time, but I had been raised Catholic. And so all I knew to do, I just got on my knees and I started saying, I renounce you in the name of Jesus Christ. I renounce you in the name of Jesus Christ. I was rocking back and forth. I kept like throwing up just on the floor right next to me. I want to laugh at myself, and at the same time, I'm totally crying because it was really real and it was very, very scary. Finally, there's like this little ribbon of light at the horizon line that I can see through the shutters, and I'm completely exhausted because I feel like I've just fought a battle or something, and there was a pounding on the door, so I was totally freaked out, and it was Heriberto, my new surfer buddy from the night before, and I just grabbed him and hugged him and held him to my chest. And I said, I'm so glad you're here. I don't know if that was what he was expecting, but he just looked at me. He said, yeah, I thought I would come check on you. I kind of told him what happened, and he broke the news to me that the house had been the mayor's home. The mayor's wife was this great musician, this pianist who had toured the world, and she died when she was 21 years old, exactly my age, in that home. In childbirth, and she had haunted the place ever since, and especially, she definitely messed with females. She was very notorious with all the locals. So I moved out and I took the little cement cinder block shack in the dusty cactus 5 miles from town, and I lived a little more humbly, and I still had an incredibly fabulous last semester of college. Yeah.